This is a building that was built in 1912, and it's a pretty intricate brick pattern building. And I like that you can enter the upstairs from the outside without going through the commercial level. But when we first got this building, and I first saw it in August of 2013, it was a disaster zone. And it's a proud moment to be able to come in and now have a cup of coffee. I dig it. There's some great, great collaborators and friends and supporters who are here today, because this is really a community win. So, I mean, everyone from like the streetcar to city council members, Natalie Archibong and Kwanzaa Hall, Georgia State University, the King Center, the friendly folks over at AM 1690, the Voice of the Arts. And Doug Shipman just walked in from the National Center for Civil and Human Rights, Mark McDonald with the Georgia Trust, the Preservation Center, Gamble & Gamble Architects, lots of friends, family. My mom's here, wife's here, partner Ben Dupuy and his wife and their families all from out of town. It's a good day.
So I'm Ben Dupuy. I'm a partner in the redevelopment of 145 Auburn Avenue, the historic Daily World building. And Gene identified the building. He knew the Scott family from having worked with them in the past. You know, Gene has a long history in real estate, commercial real estate development and brokerage here in Atlanta. What I brought to the table was knowledge and experience in historic rehabilitation tax credits, which are an instrumental part of getting this project done. We could not have done the project without the assistance of the federal and state historic tax credits. Gene and I talked at great length about how they work and how they could be used here and how they would fit into the project. And it fit well, and it enabled us to get all the financing we needed to acquire the building and do the kind of rehabilitation that we dreamed of. And now you see this building is back in commerce again. It's vibrant. It's going to contribute to the livelihood on the streetscape on Auburn Avenue. We're going to have 24-hour activity here with two commercial tenants on the ground floor and two residential units on the second floor. You know, it should have a catalytic effect here in the surrounding blocks, encouraging other entrepreneurs to come and invest both in property and in businesses, and we couldn't be more pleased to be a part of it.
My name is Reese DeForest, a.k.a. Reese International. I'm the curator and artistic director of the Madam C.J. Walker Museum and WERD Radio Live. It's the opening or the reopening of the Atlanta World Building, and they've contracted me to provide the music of the period, which is the music I specialize in, is from the 1930s through the 1960s. So we will be sailing through various eras of music today as we enjoy the great coffee from Condesa.
Who do we have playing right now?
Oh, this is Les McCann and Eddie Harris. Compared to what?
I might get a little bit of this.
My name is Michael Gamble. I'm an architect based here in Midtown. I also work for Georgia Tech, and Gene and I met each other working out in the same gym about 12 years ago. Over time, we became friends, found out that we had a lot of common interest, and lo and behold, this is the first project that we've worked on together as architect and developer. The most unique aspect of this building is its history. There's no question. I mean, it's a small project that's delivering in a big way from a historic perspective and from a development perspective. And as my business partner Leanne has said several times, educating the development community on the value of history is one of the best things to come out of this building. It works. It works financially. Clearly, it's working for the neighborhood. It's a milestone in community redevelopment.
My name's Kerry Sullivan. I'm a local banker, and we are I'm with Georgia Commerce Bank, which is a local company, and we are the lender on this project. And I have to say, when I've known Gene a long time, and when he brought me into the project, the condition of the building gave us pause, I'll have to say. But we had a lot of confidence in Gene and his partners, and we couldn't be happier with the way it turned out. So glad to be part of a really fun project, a little off the beaten path from what we normally do, but it's going to be hugely successful for them and for us. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Burke Reeve with South Face, and we worked with Gene Kansas on the Earthcraft Sustainable Preservation Pilot Certification for this building. So it's actually the second building to be certified in this new Earthcraft program following Rhodes Hall. And we're really proud of what a great job Gene did here, both with his historic preservation of the building and also with creating a high-performance building.
Hi, I'm Scott Morris. I'm a historic preservation student at Georgia State University. And I came down because I was interested not only in Gene Kansas and the work he's done all around the city, but this building and its ties to the Sweet Auburn District here in Atlanta.
Janice Perkins, property manager at the Oddfellows Building, which is right down the street on Auburn Avenue. And I happen to know Gene. And this is just wonderful. I'm just so proud. When I first moved here to Atlanta, I knew of the Atlanta Daily World. I knew the owners and the whole family, so yes.
Yes, my name is Selma Lee. I came in contact with Gene about a little over a year ago when he came down to the office and told me what his ideal was for Auburn Avenue and the Auburn Avenue area. And when this building became available, Gene purchased it and said that he was going to turn it into a combination of apartments and some restaurants, retail space below. And this building used to be the Atlanta Daily World, which was very historic for Atlanta. I know of some of the family members that had the business, but I don't know them personally. But I know it's a great business for the area. And in fact, it was one of the first black newspapers for the Atlanta area. So it was very important for the Auburn Avenue area. And to see Gene to refurbish this building and to bring it into the stage it is now, I think it's a wonderful thing that he's done. Personally, I would like to see Auburn Avenue to go back to the hustling and bustling of the world, as it were, way back when, you know, when we first had a streetcar running down here, and when people used to come and dance on the rooftop of the Oddfellows Building, which we manage, Janice Perkins and myself manage now. And that's the Auburn Avenue that we want to see come back. We want it to be a vibrant part of the downtown Atlanta area. This is the street that Dr. King used to walk as a kid. And people from all over the world come to Auburn Avenue. And I think that the city should really put some stock into Auburn Avenue if they're really serious about turning it into something like that. I think the mayor and the commissioner, all those individuals need to get involved, as well as Progress Atlanta. You know, they all need to really get involved in this project. When you consider the number of visitors that the street gets and where they come from, you know, just think about all the historical things that happen on this street. You know, this street is known all over the world, and certainly then Atlanta should be willing to invest in it a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, this is Rex Wallen with Dakota Contractors. We were the general contractors to do the renovation for this project. This is a site that when we had the tornado hit and it ripped the roof off, so the building stayed vacant for open to the elements for 3 or 4 months. And the entire floor was caving in. We had to come in and redo all the ceiling joists, all the floor joists, all new floor, all new ceiling. Everything was gutted, basically, and we started all over. So it was been quite a challenge, but it turned out really nice.
You wouldn't know it today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm Kit Sutherland. I'm a historian with a graduate degree in historic preservation planning from Georgia State. I'm on the board of the Old Fourth Ward Business Association. So these types of projects mean a lot to me and to the Old Fourth Ward to see investment and improvement finally coming our way. Well, it's a collaborative effort. We have a lot of absentee landlords and a lot of vacant property, but I think we're turning the corner on finally seeing the money and the right people and the right money in the right places to make things finally get filled in and eliminate the vacant storefronts and the underutilized properties.
I'm Dennis Creech. I'm the executive director at South Face, and we have partnered with the Georgia Trust on a green certification program, actually the nation's first comprehensive green certification program for historic buildings called Earthcraft Sustainable Preservation. And we are very proud that the Daily World is met the certification requirements of our program. So it's not only a great example of historic renovation, in enriching the fabric of the community, it's also very green.
Why do you think it's one of the first? Why do you think it hasn't caught on much more? Is it because of reaching?
Well, I think, you know, obviously doing historic renovation is always, it's more of a challenge than building something from new, from scratch. More of a challenge than renovating a standard design building. And so, so it's harder. But that doesn't mean that it's not important, in that it's also it's doable. And I think the Daily World illustrates that perfectly.
My name is Celestine Bray Bottoms, and I'm a member of the oldest Black Girl Scout troop in Atlanta. 62, 63 years old we are, so we were invited to come and participate, and that's why I'm here. Our district leader, who was Phyllis Dews, was the first Black Girl Scout, a Black Girl Scout leader from the whole southeastern region. This was her office. So we came here from time to time to meet with her for different things. So yes, when we were coming up the steps, I was saying it didn't take this long when I was young to come up these long steps. But and I was laughing, saying, "Well, isn't that something?" So we've been invited here, so, because we're old. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for asking.
My name is Doug Young, and I'm the director of the City of Atlanta's Urban Design Commission. And this property is located in the King Landmark District, so all the exterior renovation work and work on the outside of the building has to be actually reviewed and approved by the Urban Design Commission. So we're looking to have the exterior of the building be sympathetic to that historic character, and at the same time allow for a new use and a new new purpose for the building. And so we're the regulatory review agency for the City of Atlanta for this area. The great thing about historic preservation and then as a part of that historic buildings is that they, all buildings, historic buildings in particular, reflect a set of values and someone's view of the world at the time they build a building. You know, this building, when it was built and then it was repurposed by the Daily World, reflects their view of what they should be doing originally in the 19-teens, and then when the Daily World comes along, you know, in the 50s and 60s. And so what's great to me about historic preservation is that, and why I do historic preservation, is that historic buildings are a snapshot of a time and place of anybody's given world. You know, if you're in the 1920s and you live in a bungalow, then that building represents how folks thought they should be living in the 1920s. And the challenge with historic preservation, of course, is to make those buildings fit with our modern day needs and interests and desires, at the same time keeping those same values, because they still need to be, you know, respected as we move forward.
So we're being on the side of it. Well, Daily World was the first African-American newspaper to continuously run, I believe, if not in just in Atlanta, but in the U.S. They moved here in the 50s. They moved upstairs first. They had their offices up there. Then below was the Ponciana Club. After the club moved out, they took over the entirety of the building. Alexis Scott was the most recent owner. The paper is still running. I believe they come out once a week with a actual like physical paper, and they're online all the time. And they operate out of College Park area.
And what'd you say? What club was there?
The Ponciana Club. Jazz club, blues club, hosted a lot of the greats, Benny Goodman.
My name is Paul Hemlick. I'm the director of education for the Atlanta Preservation Center. The Atlanta Daily World that's reopening today is really, it was one of the linchpins for information on the street. And this being Auburn Avenue and this district, Sweet Auburn, which was the African-American business district early 20th century and mid-20th century, it really kind of is the hub of information. There's a couple different newspapers on the street. This is the longest lasting newspaper. There was WRD radio on the street. Again, that's a bit of information, a place where information can be sent out to multiple people, you know, to across a larger spectrum. And at that time, that's such an important part of the civil rights movement, because a lot of the information, a lot of the stories that were important to African Americans wasn't being covered in the Atlanta Journal, the Atlanta Constitution, a lot of these publications that were owned by primarily white owners, you know, white community. And so a lot of important even meetings and even some of this information wasn't posted in these kinds of newspapers and publications. Atlanta Daily World is going to be a large component of how that information got out. And so just for that reason alone, it's important, beyond its longevity and its importance to the community. And that's kind of how I see the Atlanta Daily World interacting with the rest of the community and its history. A lot of meetings happened here. Martin Luther King, I mean, they were talking about how to craft this message and get it out. And this is the place that it happened in. And it was used for a ton of different things, you know, too, beyond just the newspaper. This was a fixture here on the street through many different time periods. And so that's what I love, it being redeveloped now. This is not an unusual thing for the building. This is actually something that's, along with its history, it's been redeveloped and reused for many different things, from a club downstairs to Girl Scouts upstairs to semi-warehouse, you know. It's been used for all kinds of stuff, and so I'm very happy that Gene has created this narrative in which this is just almost a seamless part of it, and it, by saving the building.
Clark Moore, I'm Chief Park Ranger with National Park Service at the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site, and of course this is within the Preservation District of the National Park Service. In 1980, when Ms. King helped it get this park established, they did two areas. One was the National Historic Site, which is down near Jackson Street in Auburn, and from Jackson back this way up to Piedmont or Cortland is the Preservation District. The Park Service can give technical assistance, but under the legislation we can't own property. So we're excited because we're into preservation, and we were excited what Georgia State has done with the Atlanta Life Insurance Building. We're hoping that the historic insurance building here across the street, as well as this building, the way it's been done, that it can be preserved too. So being a part of Park Service, we're definitely pushing for restoring historic buildings.
Where would you like to see Auburn Avenue and the district in general in, say, 10 years?
I would say what we see here now. This is a great way to do it, where you have residential units on top, businesses at the bottom, at least the building's been restored with the streetcar. I'm sure we're going to see more people coming into the area. So as far as the Park Service is concerned, this is great. This is what we were looking for.
So, my name is Angel Poventude, and I guess I've known Gene Kansas from around the city, obviously his real estate work, and I've been following this project. I know Living Walls did some work on the windows upstairs last year, and so a lot of love for the community and the arts, and it's great to see an old historic building get rehabbed instead of demolished in the city of Atlanta. You think about everyone moving back into the city, and definitely with the streetcar, energy of the Beltline, the core of the city is going to fill up. And so, yeah, as you look around and you see vacant lots with cars parked on them, that's going to be going away, and the vacant buildings that need to be restored that are historic hopefully will be. And, yeah, vibrant core of the city right here where we're standing.
My name is Natalyn Archibong, and I'm the Atlanta City Council representative for this area. Well, I think the woman from the National Park Service said it best, the beloved community. And so this building, where we're standing right now, the Atlanta Daily World, the revitalization of this, taking the historic roots and embracing and celebrating those, but then bringing in the new energy is going to be just a template for how to do it all the way down, not only Auburn Avenue, but all across Atlanta. So this is just the beloved community in action, and I'm so proud to be here today.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
Kwanzaa Hall, Atlanta City Councilman for District 2. Since I've been elected, I've been passionate about the revitalization of Auburn Avenue. Actually, even before that, working with the Historic District Development Corporation, looking at ways that we could revitalize. And it's taken quite some time. Of course, the National Trust and the Georgia Trust have been partners in this for many, many years. the National Park Service as well. But back in 2008, we completed a master plan for the area, and as a part of the plan, we identified catalytic projects. And then, unfortunately, a tornado hit the community, and the Atlanta Daily World was one of the tragedies that really put irreparable damage, at least for the short term, on the building, meaning that the roof was torn up, the sign was torn down, and the family did not know what to do to repair it, nor to how to renovate it, even. So we have been able to find a partner, and that partner is Gene Kansas and his team, Ben Dupuy, to actually step in and revitalize this building, and I think maybe even more in the corridor. I'm really thankful to have them as partners. It's good to see people who appreciate historic preservation, want to see good things happen in a community, bring life and energy, pedestrian traffic, and understand that what makes great cities is great people, and great people tend to appreciate the legacies that already exist wherever they come to. And there was a legacy, a very, very sweet legacy on Auburn Avenue, and we call this community the Sweet Auburn Community for a reason. It was the richest African-American street, as it was dubbed back in the Depression era, but it was a place that had entrepreneurs, had innovation occurring, had restaurants, shops, nightclubs, fraternal organizations, religious organizations, all working in a segregated South. And when desegregation occurred, it was bittersweet in that it was actually dubbed a double-edged sword, because it opened up the economy to African Americans, but at the same time, it caused a huge decline in the patronage of local businesses. And then concurrent with that, the Federal Highway Administration made investments around urban communities, in particular those of color, that destroyed even further the fabric that held the community together. So for 30, 40 years, this community has kind of been held back by those tragic occurrences. But since that time, we've had great people like Gene and Ben who see the vision for revitalized Auburn Avenue and were willing to make an investment, take a very significant risk to not only purchase a property that was in disrepair, to renovate it, and to do it in a historic way that honors the integrity of the architecture as well as the legacy that exists here, and to bring two businesses that are creating jobs in the community. So we've got, you know, fourfold benefit from this investment, and the city is quite thankful. I know Mayor Reed stepped up as chair of the Invest Atlanta Board to ensure that the facade program was done, and that added to this, as well as historic tax credits to make this building possible. So we're really thankful for all the partners who've come to the table. It's been a collaborative effort, and we just need to keep working. We've got other buildings, as you can see across the street. The Historic District Development Corporation owns this building. It is the former offices of the Atlanta Life Insurance Company, original offices where Alonzo Herndon actually had his office. And I think in the near future, we will see some type of collaborative deal come together on these two buildings as well as the vacant lot that will honor the history and integrity that exists in the architecture, but at the same time bring new life and excitement and vibrancy to this corridor along the streetcar route. So I'm so thankful that we've got great partners in the city and that we know how to collaborate, we know how to get things done in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, where we are. He spoke about building that beloved community, and it is occurring right here before our eyes. I think it's just, you know, it's easy for people to get stuck in a rut and think something can't be done, first and foremost, and to take the what appears to be the simple route, just tear things down. That's number one. Number two, oftentimes negative stigmas are placed on communities, and it's so hard to reposition a brand, as it is with a company. You have a couple of bad, you know, eras or, you know, or decades of experience in a community, and that becomes a label. But bad communities usually were probably, in some case, good communities at some point. Every bad community. So we just have to find the good and then begin to restore or regain or reposition towards something that works for current times. And the streetcar is going by right now, and that's a beautiful sight. This happened on my watch as a council member. I'm so proud of that work. But I have to say, it's going to happen in this corridor. One thing I'd love to see in this corridor is, in particular on Auburn Avenue, would be the recruitment of more African-American or African diaspora soul food type restaurants. So restaurants that speak to that particular culinary community, because I think we have, you know, Chinatowns in the world, we have Little Italy's, we have communities that have all kosher delis. If we could figure out how we recruit, not everyone eats the same type of soul food. Not everyone likes the same kind of greens. Some people like it vegetarian. Some people like it with pork. Some people like it with turkey. Black eyed peas are exactly the same. And there's a whole variety of dishes from north to south, from east to west. And then if you add the Caribbean and African diaspora and South American diaspora, you really are talking about a truly international destination that people would come to. I mean, and you don't have any place like that in the world, just like you don't have any place that has the ML King Historic District. So why not do that here? And that's what I'd love to see in the rest of these vacant buildings. Something that speaks to that and has some kind of overture to that legacy. It'd be really cool. And I can imagine folks that if you want to go try anything on a soul food menu that you've ever heard of, you can go to Auburn Avenue. I can imagine people coming from all over the world to do that. It's going to be a great thing. So that's my vision for Auburn Avenue, and I think we can make it happen.
I'm Jared.